Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another quick rant of truth, kind of a follow-up logic string on what I had yesterday about Joe Rogan experience, Spotify, and so on, and how those sources of contributors, those platforms that have contributors that are truly, it's just in their nature inherently, they want to discuss important facts and all sides of it, as opposed to, you know, rein me in and I will be reined. Unless you rein them in, they will not be reined in. How that's a gold mine. Okay, that because in this day and age, at least, because if you have competitors who are all about taking themselves out of the market purposely by not allowing those contributors to contribute their immensely important and therefore immensely listenable content, if you're in that context of those folks taking themselves out of the market, then all you got to do is not go along with their voluntary efforts to get rid of that discussion. And if you do not go along with their pressure, then you are going to gain market share. So imagine if, and this is where these things like the World Economic Forum and such are just garbage, because I don't want competitors to be going and agreeing what the next product is. I want competitors to compete. I want competitors in a free marketplace, not just on podcasts or anything else, or marketplace of ideas, to say we're competitors and we are going to win. This is where, you know, the idea of, corporate, free market can be evil. No, it can, but it cannot. Because if it's too evil and everything is open, guess who doesn't get much of a market share? After a while, they can scam for a little while, but not forever. So in the analogy then, let me continue on that analogy, is that instead of a World Economic Forum sense where important industrialists among other elites show up and decide what to do and not what to do, the free market would be, you're saying don't use this potential improvement in cars or whatever because you said I shouldn't? Well, guess what? I'm running my own company. And so our company is going to go towards the improvement that is a functional improvement and the thing that people like, whether it's because it's more economical for them, whether because it's cleaner, whether if for any number of reasons, just more useful. So you can say, don't do it. And then I can say, thank you for telling me you're not going to do that because I will go do it. And so that's the analogy, you know, saying cars, but this is the same idea. You understand Spotify, you're actually independent. And so act like it. You know, if big tech is going to continue to collaborate and conspire to censor people who would discuss important ideas, then your market niche is to not do that. And if you go along while thinking, I've got to be nice, then you are ruining your own potential future. Because if this is what is allowing you to stand out, and then you go along with the very thing they're doing that is not making them stand out, then you, sir, ma'am, corporate gender, whatever that is, corporate non-gender salutation, pronoun, are now making yourself no different than the people who already have the major market advantage, which means you do not gain share. You do not become more prominent on the globe. So if they say, yeah, we're not going to use that. Can you imagine if, transport companies in the late 1800s and early 1900s were talking about gas combustion engines? And yet when they did talk about that, they got together and said, yeah, we think it's a horrible idea. We're not going to do that. And then if everybody else said, well, since you said we're not going to do it, if every competitor said, well, we already agreed that we're not going to do it. Okay, so no one comes out with a gas combustion engine. Guess what? Then nobody took advantage of the major possibility of gaining the market share by giving a better product, a more improved product. And in the marketplace of ideas and just being a platform, therefore, the improved product is a platform that allows ideas more. So Spotify is shooting themselves in their foot thinking, I don't want the big meanies to be giving me a hard time, when it's kind of like how some political people during campaigns will go, well, I don't want to be too mean. No, turn it around. If they're attacking you and they have said, we're not holding back, we're firing with all cylinders, then you need to then market back. And it doesn't have to be a venomous way, but it should be in a direct way that says, and here at Spotify, whether it's your announcements or anything, you show up as the person who's just simply not going to be nudged. And then you are proud of what you stand for. You say, well, we understand that that is their opinion and what they plan on doing with their platform. Here at Spotify, we allow free discussion of ideas. And you stand on that and just don't back down. All you will ever do is get a better niche. Now, you'll get some, you know, venom and vigor from those who still want you to censor and will act like you're the worst person in the world. But I will, you know, go ahead. Are you going to post republish episodes that you have taken down as a result of this negotiation where Joe goes, well, I don't want to leave, but if you're going to be an idiot, I'll leave. And they go, well, what if we just take down some of your episodes? Okay, I guess I'll try to, you know, be more inclusive of different viewpoints. You know, if you're going to take those down, and then later on, once science admits, oh, by the way, as they already have, because everybody's pulling from journal articles, there's just not pop mainstream science admitting it. So if you're going to take them down now, when the journal articles already back it up and show it as a reasonable point of view, and then once regular science catches on, once I should say pop science and headline science catches on, are you gonna adjust and put it back on there? Because how does that work? Is one of my favorite podcasts is a conspiracy show with Richard Syrett, and one of their it's a phrase I can't remember exactly, but you know the whole idea of truth first being vehemently or violently opposed, and then it goes through another step. And then it is accepted as evident fact. So do you want to be on the side, Spotify, of those who are violently opposing ideas? Or do you want to be on the side that said you help bring in the accepted as evident, you know, fact? Which side do you want to be on? Because if you're in the former, you're just the same old mamby-pamby pedestrian platform. And if you're on the latter, you solidify your decision. I mean, there was something about Joe that you liked. And you know what it was? Him being untethered. Okay? And other people being untethered. If you say, well, we're going to take down some of your episodes, you are tethering him. You are taking away that which made you decide to bring on that that contributor because of his following. Once you tether him, then it's like someone trying to make a great movie and then the studio getting too much into it, a master director, a genius director, and then the studio getting into it. And then you get what you pay for. You get what you paid for, but then limited. You've taken a talent, a commodity, and you have made it worse by not believing in it to begin with.
Yep.
How Spotify can screw themselves over. Just keep giving in, kowtowing to the competitors who decided they don't want to be as brave as you. You know, you keep kowtowing and people will start noticing. And I will be dropping my Spotify premium. I will be only as a podcaster and as a subscriber. And people will have to go elsewhere. And you'll go, well, you know, we have seen some drops in our, and you won't, but then you won't read apples to apples. You'll say there are other factors. And slowly but surely, you'll just become another platform. And if you do that, remember, Google with their censoring ways and other people are trying to have podcast platforms to compete with you. You don't think that maybe was part of the reason they were, you know, trying to attack you Yeah, because, you know, corporations never attack each other for an ulterior motive to gain market share. So we'll see. You know, we will see. But that's the truth of what's going to happen with Spotify. There are truth seekers in the world. Many of them like to listen to podcasts. Okay. And if one of your most popular sources has that vim and vigor, to go get that interesting information and talk about it, whether it's a GMT or, you know, whether it's the latest on the never-ending story, overblown emergency that we never needed to have because humans can make their own decisions. If you are going to allow opinion, then Joe Rogan can continue to be your greatest asset. And if you are going to muffle him, then you are now taking away the characteristic that made him your goose that laid the golden egg. And honestly, you deserve what you get. If your corporate leadership is going to be that pressured, not by people, but by one or two that is clearly a directed protest by people who should know better, by literally Neil Young, who said, whenever I attack the powers that be, I have a quote in one of my podcasts, whenever I attack the powers that be, I think I put it as the intro to the podcast, then I expect a well-organized disinformation campaign from the government. So when this came out, it ended up being, oh, from Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, who got $150 million last year for half of his catalog. Oh, and then also, of course, Google and everybody else started attacking you too. If your leadership is not smart enough to understand that as plain corporate competitiveness and seeing if you're too stupid to resist it, then your leadership is not very smart. So I'm all for it. I don't know what I'm going to do with Spotify. I'm going to have to continue to, you know, ponder what to do with the fact that, you know, which episodes do they take down and why? Because what else are you going to take down? GMT? They take down things that talk about, you know, uncovering the NSA or discussing the details, because these aren't even uncoverings. I mean, the recent, oh no, it hurt Joni Mitchell's butt topics, we're not uncoverings of anything. They're just emphasis of things that science has already shown, but the headline science is not showing. So, you know, what about NSA whistleblowers? You know, are you going to take that down too? What about when we start a war under false pretenses? Are you going to take that down too?
Well, no, that's not the same thing. It's about help.
No, it's about the truth. Okay, and to have a healthy environment of truth, you have to have a very healthy environment to discuss things. And this is what always kills me, and I'll leave you with this. I went to law school, okay? And when we talk about freedom of speech on the government level, yes, I know it's different. Corporations can do what they want. But there's still the spirit of free speech. And so therefore, whether true free speech in a country flourishes or not, in the spirit of free speech, at least, because the letter of the law as to government censorship is, if it's political, that is incredibly, don't touch it. It is too important. Political free speech is the highest protected form of speech. And when science becomes political, because they're saying, well, you can only believe in this part of the science and not that part, then you have to analyze on that level that political speech is the highest level expression of free speech. And if Spotify doesn't understand that, they're going to get their asses handed to them by corporations having shadowy partners saying, listen, if you do this, we'll make it up for you. We'll make it up to you. No, you don't have to worry about it coming from the coffers of individuals, but we'll make it up for you. You know, maybe you'll get that government contract. And meanwhile, little old Spotify sitting in Scandinavia is getting the full barrage from a bunch of disinformation experts and having to deal with that threat. You stand up, and you, at least case, you become a part of the parallel economy and you have very faithful listeners, or best case, because you have towed that line, parallel economy if I have to, but going to stick up for the mainstream economy and the mainstream society because we should stick up for it. If you tow that line, you maintain your competitive advantage, plain and simple, let alone, you know, standing up for the best parts of human nature and helping the world in the future. Okay, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley on the Scales of Truth.